what it came down to is I didn't understand my brain. I didn't understand how my brain works. I didn't even know that there was a blueprint other than the neurotypical blueprint to live your life off of, because that's all we know. And that's all that's in self-help books. Back when I couldn't afford therapy, I read a lot of self-help books. And, you know, they teach you things like, you know, do a little bit each day and, you know, just believe in yourself and everything will get better. And, you know, if you really want something bad enough, you can make it happen. But they fail to see, hey, what if you have a fucking neurodivergent brain that's wired differently? What if your brain literally hates doing anything that takes extended focus for something you don't enjoy? Like, our brain is seriously wired like that, friend. And these self-help books, they don't fucking tell you that. They don't tell you that at all. Hello, we are back. It is a solo episode today. If you can't fucking stand my voice, this is your cue to go back to previous episodes that Maggie and I co-hosted. Actually, if you can't fucking stand my voice, definitely go to the first season where Maggie and I didn't know each other yet. But if we're friends, hang out with me. So today I'm talking about how to balance school with being a business owner, building a business. I thought it was really interesting when Maggie asked me to record this episode specifically, because I was just like, what the fuck do I have to teach people? I just figured it the fuck out. But the whole reason that I focus on coaching women with ADHD is because I am very functional and that has served my daily life well. And this isn't a brag fest at all, like at fucking all. I have struggled like a motherfucker for years and years and years. And then in the last about year, things just started clicking. And I'm going to share what the fuck worked, so that hopefully if you are in school, you don't have to go through several years of extra schooling due to ADHD. I gotta take a drink of my water and my coffee. We're gonna talk about how the fuck to structure your day so that you can do all of the things, and how to have a social life even with all those things, or how to say no to a social life if that's really fucking exhausting. So if you have been listening to the podcast by now, you're going to know that I am not a sugarcoater. I'm not someone who is going to, like, tell you the not politically correct term, but, like, I'm not going to tell you the bullshit to make it sound nice. I'm going to tell you the actual shit. So if you're up for the actual shit, this is where we're going to just get right the fuck into it. So school was really hard for me, right? Because I had undiagnosed ADHD up until about a year ago. And if you have been listening to the podcast, you know that I am at the tail end of my occupational therapy degree, master's in occupational therapy. I already graduated and I'm currently studying for my boards exam. I actually take it a week from today, which I'm really excited about. So my degree took me 10 years. That doesn't mean that a master's degree needs to take you 10 years or there's anything wrong with it. But if I knew how to structure my day, if I understood my brain, it wouldn't have taken this long. And that's just a fact. And that's why I'm so fucking passionate about helping women become functional. So first of all, if you also are not amazing in school, and by that I mean by neurotypical standards, right? Because when people say, oh, I'm really good at school, what are they typically talking about? They're really good at standardized tests, right? Which doesn't really test your knowledge at all, at fucking all. You might be really good at, you know, sitting in a class for 3 fucking hours and listening to a boring ass lecture and being able to remember the material and then just simply regurgitate it for those standardized tests. So in that sense, no, I'm not a school person. I'm not ashamed to say that. It's not my fucking strong suit. I am someone that connects with people, and I can absorb information immediately and implement it when I'm interested in it. And that's why I was able to build this business so fucking quickly, because I really give a shit about women with ADHD, and I don't give a shit about anatomy and physiology. I will learn just enough anatomy and physiology to be like, okay, that's how I can help someone. And then it can go fuck off. So anyway, what I want to say is, first of all, for me personally, having a business and getting through school is not very different. And before you're like, Jamie, go fuck yourself, what do you mean? I want to explain it to you. In both avenues, I absolutely played to my strength. And I just realized, I think my Bluetooth might be on and it might be recording through my headphones. Hang on, I need to stop this recording and see if I'm doing this correctly. Okay, guys, I checked and my Bluetooth headphones are paired, but they're not connected. I needed to make sure that the audio was going through the microphone and not my headphones. So what I was saying is, you have to play to your strengths, or what I did was I played to my strengths. So I'm not amazing at school, but I'm really great at connecting with people, right? So when you're not great at something and your livelihood depends on it, like AKA getting through school so that I could get the degree so that I could, I thought get a job, but decided to say fuck that. I figured out the people who are really good at school really quickly. And if you have ADHD, and especially if you have had trauma in your life, you're going to notice you're really good at reading a room. Like, you're really good at reading a room because you've had to read a room really fucking quickly as a kid growing up, maybe as an adult if you were in crappy relationships because you had to know what was safe, what wasn't. But this can serve you extremely well in school. So this is not, you probably thought you were going to get some study strategies or some shit with this podcast episode. No, no, friend. I'm going to give you the real shit. I figured out who is good at school really quickly. And then I studied with those people. I figured out how they studied. I had them look over my papers before I turned them in. When you become friends with someone, they want to help you. So they would tell you, hey, like, this deadline's coming up. Did you know it? Because even though I didn't say, oh, hey, I have ADHD, when we became friends, they knew my pitfalls. My pitfalls were turning in assignments on time, turning in a fucking rough draft to an assignment despite having the final copy done because I have it saved 17,000 times and I uploaded the wrong one. Being really anxious for exams, so they'd want to help me learn the material, especially during COVID. When we had to take exams at home, I am not saying that I did this. I just want to be very clear. I am not saying that I did this. Okay. What I'm saying is, I know people who utilized resources other than themselves during exams. I'm not saying I did that. I'm saying I know people did that. Are you following me, friend? So, you figure out a way to get the fuck through it. And that was, I had to really lean on that when I wasn't functional. So I've not been a very functional human being other than, I would say, the last, like, I started that journey a long fucking time ago, but I started becoming really functional, I'd say about a year and a half ago. And that's when I cut some crappy people out of my life and I was able to thrive in that way. But prior to being medicated properly and getting the right therapy, really being medicated properly, because I tried all of these different strategies to make my brain work better. I tried eating healthier. I tried working out every day for an hour really intensely. And what that gave me was enough focus for about an hour. Maybe an hour. But once I was medicated properly, I didn't have to rely on connecting with people as much because I was functional and I was able to focus and I was able to attend to, you know, my homework or my studies or whatever the fuck. I hated every second of it. Don't get me wrong. I fucking hate school. I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy that process at fucking all. But I didn't have to lean on other people nearly as much when I became functional. And when I say became functional, if you're listening to this, you're like, what the fuck does that mean? Because I use that term a lot. It's understanding. Well, first of all, functional meaning like your daily life isn't fucking chaos. Because my daily life was fucking chaos. I never had energy to do a goddamn thing. My friendships just absolutely tanked because I couldn't keep a solid friendship to save my life other than extremely, extremely, extremely open people, empathetic people. The people that were in my life when I wasn't functional were really great people because I wasn't not functional in a way to where it would take somebody down energetically. I just had a hard time with my daily life, getting my shit together, getting to appointments on time, you know, just that. So, oh my gosh, I lost my thought. I'm going to reach out and find it as I drink this sip of coffee. But anyway, I wasn't functional in daily life in that. It was really hard for relationships. What it came down to is I didn't understand my brain. I didn't understand how my brain works. I didn't even know that there was a blueprint other than the neurotypical blueprint to live your life off of because that's all we know. And that's all that's in self-help books. Back when I couldn't afford therapy, I read a lot of self-help books. And, you know, they teach you things like, you know, do a little bit each day and, you know, just believe in yourself and everything will get better. And, you know, if you really want something bad enough, you can make it happen. But they fail to see, hey, what if you have a fucking neurodivergent brain that's wired differently? What if your brain literally hates doing anything that takes extended focus for something you don't enjoy? Like, our brain is seriously wired like that, friend. And these self-help books, they don't fucking tell you that. They don't tell you that at all. So I'm gonna get into some things that helped me and to live my life with a neurodivergent ADHD blueprint, because it looks very fucking different than these neurotypical stupid fucking standards. And these principles are what allow me to run a business and finish my schooling. Like, this is just the fucking hardest part of the schooling is studying for these stupid boards, because it's like, I already graduated. I already passed all the fucking exams. Why am I taking another exam? But it's fine. So what I'm going to share with you is what has worked for me. And these are the principles that are in my Outsmart ADHD, the course. So like Maggie said, we do this education because we really do want to help people, but the beauty of it is in the implementation. And I help women to implement all of these things, but I'm going to just talk about some of them with you so that you know how the fuck I was able to build this business, build a business with Maggie, and finish my schooling with ADHD. So one of the things is I look at what I have to accomplish in the near future, and I think about the brain that I need to accomplish that thing. So for instance, I know that today I had to record this podcast, and I also have to study for about 3 hours for my board's exam. I had to take my ADHD medication this morning, and it takes about an hour for it to kick in. My ADHD medication makes it to where I can process. I can process information quicker. I will be able to retain it easier in my long-term memory because I'm paying attention in the first place, which is one big, huge reason why we have a hard time remembering shit. It's because we didn't fucking pay attention in the first place. So I know that I need to have extended focus. I need to be able to sit for a long period of time. And, you know, go through all of these really fucking hard questions. Well, they're really boring. They're boring more than they're hard. And in order to do that, I have to be in a place where I am processing my surroundings efficiently. And what that means, what that means is I'm not going to be thrown off for 4 hours if I hear a noise, which if I'm not medicated, that happens all the time. It's, you know, my husband, hey, do you want to look at this one video? I found something cool. And if I look at it, sometimes that can be my breaking point, like, especially if I'm not medicated. But if I am medicated, I really have to focus on only the thing I'm doing and not look at something that I'm going to find interesting at all. And if I'm a little, all over the place, that's because my medication isn't kicked in fully yet. I took it about a half hour ago and it takes about an hour. So what I was trying to say is, I knew I had to do this podcast today, and I knew, which is for my business, right? Our business. And I also have to study for about 3 hours today. And I'm also at a friend's house and I'm going to hang out with her. She, was my roommate back in college and she totally took care of me when I wasn't functional. Shout out to Brianna, because she is just a beautiful human being that absolutely loved me for who I was. We've been like best friends for 6 years, but anyway, I'm at her house right now and I know that I have those three things I'm going to do today. I have to record the podcast, I have to study for my exam, and I want to hang out with her. Like, that's what I want to do, right? So while I'm waiting for my medication to kick in, I have creativity. I can talk about business and ADHD in my sleep. I don't need a lot of processing power, and it's something that I enjoy doing. So I'm not going to be thrown off if I hear something. Like right now, Bree's upstairs. I can hear her. She's probably making breakfast because she's a fucking angel and taking care of her animals and stuff. And I'm able to do this podcast while that's going on in the background. I still have myself in the basement because I do better without noises in general. But anyway, I know that my brain can do this without being completely medicated, right? After this exam is up, or at this exam, after this podcast is up, I'm going to have to study. And that means that I need all of the fucking brain power that I can get, that I was born with, all of the processing speed that my ADHD medication allows, a very quiet area, turning my phone on do not disturb, like telling my business partner, telling Maggie, like, hey, I'm not going to be on my phone for the next 3 hours, like in case you need anything, I won't be answering. We have amazing boundaries. I mean, we both are very functional people with ADHD, which means that we both have very healthy boundaries and that we're open with each other, but also we are not going to be at each other's beck and call. So if you have a business partner that's not like that, I highly recommend getting a different one. So anyway, that's what it looks like. That's what a day looks like. I look at what the fuck do I have to do today and what kind of brain do I need to do it? Because let's talk about it. If I were to reverse this order, like, let's talk about if I were to completely fucking reverse this order. Okay. So if I were to hang out with Bree, right now it's 10:30 AM Eastern Standard Time, and say that I just wanted to hang out with her for, you know, until five, like, hey Bree, like, let's go do something fun. And you know, when I get back, I will record the podcast and I'll study. So what would likely happen is we would do something super fun, like going thrifting or go to the mall or go and get a burger at, what's our favorite place called? Oh, Steak and Shake. And, you know, we'd have a great time. That would just happen for sure. We'd have a fantastic time. We would have amazing, probably very intellectually stimulating conversations. We'd have so much fun. And what would likely happen is we wouldn't get home by 5 o'clock. It would likely be later because we have a lot of fucking fun and we always think of more things to do. Like, we have fun going to fucking Walmart and walking around. So we would probably get a harebrained idea to go to some metaphysical store or to even go to Walmart and walk around or the mall or thrifting, and we wouldn't be home on time. Because as someone with ADHD, we love doing what we love to do and we fucking hate doing what we hate to do. And once we are doing what we love to do, it's hard to get out of it. So I would probably get home, you know, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, who fucking knows? And I would say, you know what? It's too fucking late. Like, I can't study today. Like, that's just not going to happen. And I will record my podcast. And my brain wouldn't be processing near as well by that time of day. I have done this podcast. I've done a podcast before on my own, a few times now, but I might have trouble even just hooking up the microphone and making sure that the right Bluetooth is hooked up and the wrong Bluetooth isn't, because my processing speed wouldn't be working as well by that time of day, right? Especially because by like 5 p.m. my ADHD medication is no longer working. I'm, you know, raw dogging life. It's just my brain and the world. And that's what I would have to do with the podcast, because I wouldn't be medicated at that point. And also, all of my processing would be pretty shot from the day. And what I mean by that is we are constantly processing our surroundings. During conversations, we are engaging, responding, you know, constantly. As humans, we're constantly processing our surroundings. And that's really hard when you have ADHD. It's really fucking hard when you have ADHD. You need medication to be functional and your medication is no longer in your system. So I would do it. I would be able to do the podcast. It would be really hard. I might have to call my husband to walk me through to make sure that I'm doing something correctly, because I get really, I'm really short-tempered when I'm not short-tempered, but I have a hard time problem solving when I'm not medicated. And before I was functional, he was absolutely my problem solver. And I would probably have to call him or rely on Brie, like, hey, can you help me? And she's never done this before. So she'd be tech savvy enough to do it, but it wouldn't be a fun situation. And I definitely would not have the ability to study, especially when my ADHD medication is no longer working. Studying was not really something that I did a whole lot. It's not something I did effectively before I was medicated, whereas I can do it effectively now. So those are the biggest things that I can say as far as if you have ADHD and you're in school, look at the task that you have to do and look at the brain that you need to do that task. Becoming functional is part one of that plan. And sometimes that includes, a lot of times that includes going to fucking therapy to get through some of that trauma and those big emotions so that you can work on those things that you can do in your daily life to make things more manageable. Because if you're going through something like a divorce, a death, childhood trauma you're working through, I mean, shitty relationships with your parents, there's a lot of things that require a really great therapist. And I am an occupational therapist. I am not a psychologist. There's a big difference. An occupational therapist, they help you figure out how to do the shit you need to do, right? Whereas a psychologist is going to help you get through the emotional shit. So one does not replace the other at all. I've said time and time again, a therapist and a coach do not replace each other. They work very well together. A coach helps you, especially my program, a coach helps you with your day-to-day life, whereas a therapist is going to help you to get through those big emotions, and they're not going to see you maybe more than every week, maybe not even every couple weeks, every month. So anyway, that's part one of getting functional. Part two is getting all of the extra medical attention that you need. Do you need medication? Do you need a psychiatrist to evaluate you? Which is really fucking hard if you're a woman with ADHD, because I guess if you're a woman with ADHD, the medical model just thinks that you, that I guess only kids, did you guys know that only kids and men have ADHD? Sarcasm, it's fucking bullshit how underserved we are. But you may need to see a psychiatrist to get evaluated, to get on medication. If you are one of many people who is having a fucking hard time getting evaluated by a psychiatrist, I will tell you that you can get diagnosed by a physician, by a doctor. And you can also get diagnosed by a psychologist. A psychologist, which is also known as a therapist, they can diagnose you. They cannot prescribe medication. Doctors are the only ones that can prescribe medication. So that can be a medical doctor. A nurse practitioner can diagnose medication. A psychiatrist, who is a doctor of psychology, can prescribe medication. But those are the people that can prescribe medication. But you can get a diagnosis prior to seeing a psychiatrist and advocate for yourself to get medication. And I eventually will be putting some forms on my website that you can use to advocate for yourself for getting medication. I'm going to look up what the name of that document is right now, and I'm also going to put it in the show notes. I'm going to just put it in the show notes because honestly I can't think of it right now. I'm going to Google it, guys, because I really care about you and I don't want to forget this. And in case I forget to put it in the show notes, I just want you to be able to listen to this podcast, pause it, and then write it down. ADHD diagnosis questionnaire. What's the name of this document called? Adult ADHD self-report scale. This is the exact document that my doctor had me fill out before I was prescribed medication. So, disclaimer, I am not a doctor. I do not know if you have ADHD, but if you are listening to this podcast, you are probably either formally diagnosed or have a strong suspicion that you have ADHD. So I'm going to write in the show notes right now as I'm on the phone with, or as I'm podcasting with you guys, because I don't want to forget this. And if I don't write it down right now, I may forget. That's another way that I became functional with ADHD, is writing down shit immediately. Show notes, questionnaire. Okay, I'm back, guys. So you can get diagnosed either from a psychologist or a doctor, or you can fill out that questionnaire. You can find it on Google, and fill it out and then bring it to your doctor to show them, like, hey, you know, I can't diagnose myself, but here are my answers to these questions. And from there, there can be a conversation had. When I personally had that conversation with my doctor, she looked at us, she looked at me, and she's like, you're telling me you've never been medicated for ADHD. I'm like, nope. And it was funny because at the time I thought that my anxiety, that I needed to up my antidepressant, which antidepressants can also help with anxiety. I'm on a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which means that more serotonin is left in my brain, so therefore decreases anxiety. And it was so funny because she was amazing. And she said, you know, a lot of times untreated ADHD results in anxiety. And I was like, oh, you actually know your shit. Because a lot of doctors don't. If you're a doctor listening to this, you know your shit, right? Because you're listening to this and you give a fuck. But Maggie and I both run into some trash doctors that didn't specialize in ADHD. They just were not educated in it to the extent that they should have been to advocate for their patients. But so you can bring that in and, you know, have a conversation. And I'm working really hard on finding a doctor and a psychologist in every single state in the United States. And then from there, branching out to get through adequate resources, because it makes me really angry that there's not enough. So anyway, that's step two, right? Getting all the medical attention that you need. And then from there, it's honestly, if I could do it over again, I would have worked with an ADHD coach, because it took, you know, 20 years of fucking struggling to figure out, 20 years and an occupational therapy degree to figure out what the fuck works. And I don't want you to have to go through that. So through those things, you can understand your brain and your behaviors, and then structure your day in a way that allows for building a business, getting the degree, and still having a fucking social life, if you want it. Because part of being functional is not giving a fuck what other people think. I'm oftentimes invited to social gatherings, and I just don't have the time or the energy or the give a fuck for it. And I know that that event will take too much of my processing speed to do what's really important to me, which is building this business, helping women with ADHD. And I have to get the fucking degree because that gives me the certification to be able to work with healthcare providers and help more people. So there are things that I genuinely give a fuck about, and then there are things that I genuinely don't give a fuck about. And that is very crucial, and being able to understand that to become functional. Because when we don't have those boundaries, we say yes to everybody but ourselves. Guess what happens when you say yes to everybody but yourself? You can't build a fucking business. You can't get through school. You have to be able to say no to do that shit. So that is my takeaway for you for how the fuck does one run a business with ADHD. As you can probably tell, it's not always been this it's not always been possible. It's so funny because I had a friend tell me once, like, hey, you've been able to build this business really, really quickly because you only had to focus on school. And I'm like, bitch! I have always, when I started this business, I was working full-time at an internship, which meant I was working more than full-time, unpaid. I had to drive, I think it was 40 minutes each way. It was long fucking days, and I was working with kids, which I love kids, but it's just not for me. It was exhausting. I didn't love it. And that's when I started building my business, was during the fucking peak of my field work. And at that time, I'd also newly moved in with my in-laws because my now husband was having extreme health difficulties. So we had to move out of state to live with family to help take care of him, to get him the right medical care. And that's when I started building this business. So I'm not telling you this because I'm wearing it as a badge of honor. I'm telling you because it is possible to do really fucking hard shit if you have the understanding of your brain and the daily behaviors that create a functional life, and the right medical treatment, and the right coaching. You can do really fucking incredible things. Apart from when my mom passed away when I was 18, this last year of my life has been a goddamn whirlwind between moving out of state. I mean, there's been very much a lack of stability in my personal life. But despite that, I have still been able to get my degree, study for my boards, and build a business in the height of all that bullshit. What started this journey with building a business is my husband was, like I said, had severe health problems, and I was feeling very hopeless. And being the kind person he is and knowing who I am and that I've always been like someone that loves business, loves learning, loves personal development, he bought me the book, The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. And it is a really great book. You know, it's written by like, what, a 40-year-old white guy, but this is a book that it did change my life. And I read it and I thought, what am I good at and what do I love doing? And that's when I decided to be an ADHD coach and take all of my knowledge and put it into women with ADHD. Women with an X, because WOMXN, because I am an inclusive bitch. I wear my rainbow flag proudly. So those are my takeaways. I'm going to put in the show notes how to advocate for yourself. And that's how you do it, friends. But if you want to have a more one-on-one conversation about how I do coaching and help women to become functional, please reach out to me via my Discord. I'm going to drop that link in the show notes. Okay? And then you'll be able to direct message me from there. Friends, I hope you have a beautiful day. I hope that this was helpful, insightful. If you have questions, let us know. I know there's a way to leave comments or questions on Anchor And I just fucking appreciate you guys. And Maggie and I will talk to you next week.